today on Truths That Transform.
If there is one thing which is made abundantly clear, both in the Old Testament and the New, it is that children are a gift from God.
The reality is, children don't grow up racist. They are taught racism. And CRT, critical race theory, is teaching racism to a whole new generation.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Make sure to connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube by just searching there for D. James Kennedy Ministries. And also visit us on the web at djkm.org for a wealth of programs, interviews, features, and resources. The reason parents send their children to school is to be educated. But as the psalmist says, the knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom. Where God is excluded, only foolishness and ignorance can follow. Sadly, many children in today's schools are being indoctrinated with sophisticated academic forms of foolishness. On today's program, we'll expose some of them and show you what you need to know for the sake of your children and grandchildren, as well as what to do. We begin with a look at what's happening in the schools and your right to not have your child indoctrinated. Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
How we teach our kids history has become a big controversy these days. The way people talk about slavery these days, you'd think it was a uniquely American thing that we invented in 1619.
There's a lot of controversy these days over something called critical race theory, or CRT.
Critical race theory, in a nutshell, is simply an extension of Marx's critical theory. Marx's critical theory simply says this: you divide people into groups, you pit them against each other. In America, everyone really does want to advance themselves as much as they possibly can. So what they found instead, those who wanted to divide Americans, used the bludgeon of race instead. Well, what's going on right now? Equity policy is the same as critical race theory.
Deborah Flora of Colorado is the co-founder of Parents United America. She's also a key producer of a new film called Whose Children Are They?
I would compare critical race theory as the very antithesis of the civil rights movement. The civil rights movement was effective because it was based on righteousness. It was based on human rights. It was about treating people as equals.
And there's this little thing called the Constitution that has an equal protection clause, and the equal protection clause of the Constitution protects all persons.
This is really a bottom-up movement of parents, grandparents, concerned citizens at kitchen tables and at districts all over the country. So we put together this film.
I've had a good friend since I was 3 or 5 years old who's black, and now critical race theory is trying to divide us and saying that we should naturally hate each other because we have different skin colors.
I think that's child abuse. It's just robbing them of their innocence, and you're not letting them have a childhood.
The reality is, children don't grow up racist. They are taught racism. And CRT, critical race theory, is teaching racism to a whole new generation, just when we should be teaching them what Martin Luther King Jr. said, to see one another by the content of our character, not the color of our skin. The goal of critical race theory in our country is basically to divide people and separate them from one another. What is so tragic about this is how it manifests itself in schools. Is you tell a beautiful young child who has darker skin that they're a victim and can never achieve.
That most Americans are not racist. They don't grow up and saying, oh, who can I oppress? But critical race theory says, if you're white, you're a racist. And this is so the antithesis. And you got to make reparations. You got to pay for it. You got to say you're sorry for what some white person did years ago. And this is completely contrary to the Bible. The Bible says we should be uniting people. We found out that kids as young as 6 and 7 are being taught critical race theory, right? I mean, kindergarten, right?
Critical race theory keeps tearing apart what Jesus died to bring together. And we cannot solve racial issues and unity issues by shouting at one another across racial fences.
It's law, not gospel, that's going to deal with this sin. And it's perpetual. It's perpetual penance. It's never done. It's never finished. You're never forgiven. You're never redeemed. There is no redeemer and there is no redemption in the religion of anti-racism.
Because of the way critical race theory harms children, the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, has gone to court to fight against it.
Well, ADF has filed a lawsuit in Albemarle County, Virginia, on behalf of five families who are challenging the practice of critical race theory in their children's classrooms. It forces children to participate in the practice of identifying themselves and others as oppressed or oppressor based on these immutable characteristics. And it forces students to admit guilt just because they are a member of a group. One of the parents in the case, her son, is multiracial. He's Black, white, and Native American. And he's proud of his ancestry, all parts of it. But the school is focusing so much on race that it is causing him to feel uncomfortable with other students focusing so much on his race, and teachers as well. And so when his mother went to school to talk about this, the teachers told her that the solution would be to segregate him physically in a different classroom with other African American students. And this is so backwards. This is taking us back to a time in our country when children were seen primarily through the lens of race. And so his mother objected to this. She joined the lawsuit. And all students should have an educational opportunity where they are not treated differently based on their race. We hope that by defending these five sets of parents, the court will stop the school district from practicing critical race theory in the classroom.
Racism is racism. And you cannot use racism to eradicate racism. Critical race theory really is racism in reverse.
But if you bring up critical race theory, many school officials or politicians on the left will say that it really doesn't exist, or if it does, it's negligible.
Often parents would stand up and they would challenge the school board about CRT, and the administrators would respond, "We're not doing CRT, we're doing culturally sensitive learning, we're doing educational equity, we're doing social justice, we're doing DEI. And so they would try to shut down the parents when actually they are doing critical race theory.
Critics note that CRT has permeated much of the public school system, and sometimes even private schools.
We're having our Wizard of Oz moment, that critical race theory is this tiny little man behind the curtain that's being manipulated to look like this boogeyman. So that's common today, but it's not true. It's fundamentally not true. Critical race theory is imperial. It's the dominant ideology on many college and university campuses today. It's not just there. It's not just targeting 18 to 22-year-olds primarily. It's now in many school districts. It's now being taught in different forms as the way to see humanity. It's everywhere. It's targeting our children. It's targeting our grandchildren. And we need to recognize.
Critical race theory has been very purposely hidden from parents. Most parents had no idea. The silver lining of COVID is that is when parents became aware of what was really going on.
When critical race theory is practiced in the classroom, it harms students of all races. It teaches minority students that they are permanently oppressed. It diminishes their sense of agency, the idea that their effort can actually lead to achievement. For instance, they showed a video to students that said basically only white people can live in big houses. And after watching that video, a Latina student was very discouraged and concerned because Her family had taught her that she could achieve anything in America, that she could fulfill the American dream. But the school was teaching her the opposite, that her potential was limited by her ethnicity.
Well, is there any hope in fighting critical race theory in our schools?
There are over 154 million parents in the country. Now, you add on top of that a little bit under 5 million teachers. Well, half of those teachers are probably parents themselves. Then you add grandparents, you add concerned citizens. And when we realize that we hire and we fire school boards, we now understand the power that is right at our fingertips. Every single person voting, even if they don't have children in school districts, we all have a vested interest in the future of our country, and our children are the future of our country.
It seems that with the critical race theory, the way it's being pushed, it ignores all the things that have taken place that have been beneficial, that shows that people can work together across racial and ethnic lines. We believe that the critical race theorists, that they are giving America a black eye, and that they are burning down the house, and the house is our nation.
No one is saying that slavery and some of the racism that has happened in our history should not be talked about, taught, exposed, and condemned. But the young children who are learning that should not be condemned. That is what is so dangerous about this. It strikes at the very heart of our Judeo-Christian values, of the founding of this country, of the Western civilization idea that parents and family are the cornerstone. So that's why we all need to be aware. It is essential to this fight, not just for our children, but for the future of our country.
When it comes time to vote, do you know how the party platforms compare to God's Word? Our free, downloadable comparison chart of the major party platforms and God's Word is available at djkm.org/platforms-compared. This chart topically shows where the Republican and Democrat parties fall on issues of Christian concern such as human life, marriage, religious liberty, border security, and much more. Download your comparison of the parties on key moral issues right away for free at djkm.org/platforms-compared.
It is vital that parents know their rights and their responsibilities when it comes to their children. Unfortunately, far too many have misunderstood their role and have given power over their children to those who shouldn't have had it. The result is growing apostasy among young people and a culture that is fleeing headlong into insanity. Dr. D. James Kennedy sounds the alarm clearly in this portion of his message, A Godly Education.
If there is one thing which is made abundantly clear, both in the Old Testament and the New, it is that children are a gift from God, that they are loaned to us for a little while, and that we as parents are responsible to give to them a godly education. That we are to rear them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that line upon line and precept upon precept, His truth is to be taught to them. Now, today, we live in a time when there are powerful forces that are engaged in an effort to see that education is nullified, and that instead they receive a godless education. This has, of course, been a cause of great concern to many, and we might ask ourselves, how did it come about that so many of our children today are indeed brainwashed in godless secularism in so-called Christian America? Consider the history of education in this country for a moment. From 1620, when the Pilgrims landed, until 1837, virtually all education in America was private and Christian for 217 years. So the basis of America lay with private and Christian education. Virtually all of the colleges were established for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, or some other such statement as that. What was the result of over 200 years of private Christian education? Well, as John Quincy Adams said, that in the early 1800s, only 4 people out of 1,000 were illiterate. Today, we have 27 million illiterates, and it is estimated by some that there are 30 million more functional illiterates in this country. The Department of Education commissioned a national commission for a study on excellence in education entitled A Nation at Risk. Listen to what they said. They spent 18 months of intensive, thorough study of education in America. They said if an unfriendly foreign power had attempted to impose on America the mediocre educational performance that exists today, we might well have viewed it as an act of war. We have, in effect, been committing an act of unthinking, unilateral educational disarmament. A nation at risk, indeed. My friends, what the National Commission on Excellence in Education is saying is that our public educational system has been engaged in a virtual act of war on America, which has placed the very survival of this nation at risk. It is interesting that between 90 and 100 years ago, one great theologian in this country, at a time when most people were totally oblivious of the direction that the public educational system was moving, saw with an eagle eye the direction that education was taking. And that was Dr. A.A. Hodge of Princeton. Dr. Hodge and his father, Charles Hodge, are considered probably the two most outstanding theologians America ever produced. He had a voluminous education, he had a tremendous intellect, and he was a tremendous scholar. And he said, over 90 years ago, the following. Listen well. You would almost think that he were a prophet. Quote, I am as sure as I am of Christ's reign that a comprehensive and centralized system of national education, separated from religion as is now commonly proposed, will prove the most appalling enginery for the propagation of anti-Christian and atheistic unbelief and of anti-social nihilistic ethics, individual, social, and political, which this sin-rent world has ever seen. My friends, the anti-Christian, anti-God bias, the censorship of all things Christian, and the infusion of an atheistic, amoral, evolutionary, socialistic, one-world, anti-American system of education in our public schools has indeed become such that if it had been done by an enemy, it would be considered an act of war. My friends, and this is not to indict all public school teachers. As I said before, there are some who are trying to do the very opposite of this. But it is to indict the humanist educational elite who are trying knowingly to foist this off on all of the public schools. They are literally at war with America and have brought this nation into a situation where it is, quote, a nation at risk, said the National Commission for Excellence in Education. Thank God that the fastest growing segment of education in America today and of numerous other countries is again Christian private education. It is growing far more rapidly than any other segment. You as a parent are responsible and will give an account to God for providing for your children a godly education. Dear friends, wake up to what's happening to our kids in America before it's too late.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Long before we had drag queen story hour in public schools, my father could see where this was all headed because our educational system had been cut off from the source of morals and wisdom. It's why he started his own Christian school, Westminster Academy, here in Fort Lauderdale. And it's why, for the sake of your children and grandchildren, you must know what's going on now and how to respond. When you apply atheistic Marxism to issues of race, you get critical race theory. And CRT, as it's called, is being taught in many public schools and dominating the media landscape. We've published a concise booklet that will help you understand what CRT is about and why it's unbiblical and harmful. It's called Grand Deceptions, Six Lies About Critical Race Theory by our own John Rabe, and we'll send it to you as our thanks for your generous donation to help this ministry proclaim God's truth and broadcast the gospel. In this booklet, you'll discover how CRT is the direct product of Marxism that falsely poses as an academically and intellectually rigorous discipline. And you'll find out how proponents of critical race theory are involved in a very profitable grift to find you guilty of crimes you didn't commit so that you can pay them ransom. Your children and grandchildren are being fed CRT in their schools and universities. So it's essential that you read and pass on to them Grand Deceptions, Six Lies About Critical Race Theory, which we'll send you as thanks for your generous donation. And if you're able to give a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you the booklet plus the DVD documentary, Whose Children Are They? This DVD documentary exposes the hidden agenda in America's schools. It features commentary from teachers who've been inside the schools, as well as other frontline experts. You'll be shocked to discover the extent to which critical race theory, radical gender ideology, and sexual deviancy are being taught to our children. And you'll be empowered to help bring about change. We cannot just stick our heads in the sand hoping things will suddenly get better around us. This trajectory of public education has been in place for over a century. And as you just heard my father talk about, you and I need to face head on the Marxist indoctrination that's taking place in our children's schools. That's the booklet, Grand Deceptions, Six Lies About Critical Race Theory, as thanks for your generous donation. And the booklet plus the special DVD documentary, Whose Children Are They? As thanks for your donation of $50 or more. As you give, you'll be partnering with us to expand our reach, proclaiming the gospel and the whole counsel of God to a world in desperate need of it. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org.
Critical race theory, born out of Marxism, has filtered into many of our nation's schools. This ideology teaches that white racism is a built-in part of our society that can only be rectified by remedial discrimination. Like all forms of Marxist critical theory, it divides us into oppressors or oppressed based on things like race, biological sex, gender, or economic status. Biblical justice says that each of us is responsible for our own thoughts, attitudes, and actions. But the so-called social justice of critical race theory, or CRT for short, says it does not matter how pure our thoughts or motives are. All that matters is our race. One of its founders wrote that CRT recognizes that racism is ingrained in the fabric and system of the American society. The individual racist need not exist to note that institutional racism is pervasive in the dominant culture. That's quite a statement. It's saying that racism is inevitable, even if nobody involved is actually racist. This, of course, is a stacked deck. Your status as an oppressor is a given if you happen to be white. And the only way you can be absolved of the charge is to actively do the work of anti-racism, which according to CRT means actively helping to tear down American systems and structures and remake them. It's Marxist revolution, and it's being taught to your children and your grandchildren in college, and in many places even down to kindergarten. Thankfully, some leaders have said enough. Lawmakers in more than 20 states have proposed banning critical race theory from public schools and stopping woke teachers from brainwashing students. At least 7 states have already passed such bans. Needless to say, the revolutionary left won't easily capitulate. They're challenging many of these laws in court. As Christians, there are some key points to embrace here. First, understand what's at stake when you cast your vote this November in every race from Senate to school board. There are dozens of states in America and thousands of school districts in which your children and grandchildren can be taught that their race is the most important thing about them, and that they are either an oppressor or oppressed based solely on their skin color. The Bible tells the church that all humans are descended from one couple, and that we are not to deal with one another based on racial categories. But CRT proponents make it central to everything. There's no reconciling these two viewpoints. And that brings us to the key second point. As Christian parents, we have a mandate from God to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That cannot happen if we're handing them over to a system that's completely antithetical to biblical truth. We have an obligation to take control of our children's education, and that means voting in leaders who put an end to Marxist indoctrination, as well as pulling our children out of any institution that teaches them contrary to God's truth. You are directly accountable to God for your children and for your vote. With the authority of God's word, I exhort you to act accordingly. I'm Pastor Rob Pacienza, and I invite you to join us in person at Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, or anytime by live stream at crpc.tv. There you can also find past live streams, as well as a wealth of biblical teaching. Thank you for being with us, and here's a look at the next Truths That Transform.
The pro-life cause is at an inflection point. We've been fighting for 50 years for a victory, but not the win of the battle, which is to truly protect unborn life through all 9 months in all 50 states.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.